Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Doctors Without Borders' Sam Turner, head of mission for Libya, as well as Mediterranean Search and Rescue. Sam, together with another NGO, SOS Mediterranean, Doctors Without Borders, is resuming search and rescue work with migrants seeking to traverse the Mediterranean toward Europe, for the most part, departing from Libya. When did you cease operations and why?
When we were previously operating the Aquarius, which was our search and rescue vessel for a number of years, those operations came to a close in December of 2018, following consistent, concerted actions taken by EU governments in order to prevent us from operating that vessel. And since that point in time, we've been committed to getting back to sea as we've watched countless incidents where people have been suffering and dying in the central Mediterranean.
Why did they ask you to stop? My presumption would be enough refugees in Europe. Was there one country in particular, perhaps Italy, that was leading the way?
It wasn't so much that we were asked to stop, and nothing happened as directly as that. But what happened over the course of 2018, most significantly with the closure of Italian ports in June of 2018, was this campaign to be able to prohibit search and rescue NGOs from conducting their operations. Now, those operations themselves are conducted in line with international maritime law, and actually it is also the obligation of those coastal states, including Italy and others, to ensure that there is adequate search and rescue capacity in the central Mediterranean. And it is only because there's that lack of governments taking their responsibility in that role that NGOs have to step in and provide the search and rescue capacity that isn't there and that is leading directly to the loss of life.
What exactly has changed now? You said the Europeans were closing their ports to you. Have they reopened them? Have they told you that you will have a place to pull in with your refugees?
Not at all. There has been very little progress made on disembarkation solutions. That's what we would refer to being as the situation after a rescue, when a vessel has a number of survivors on board and is seeking a place of safety to be able to disembark those survivors and be able to resume their rescue operations. Now, there has not been any progress made amongst EU countries to be able to resolve the standing issues with disembarkation. The argument of Italy is that, being a coastal state, they bear the largest proportion of responsibility for people who are being disembarked, and they wish to see a shared agreement between European countries, and no progress has been made in order to address that point.
Will you send out a rescue boat before any country gives you permission to dock? Otherwise, where would you go?
Absolutely. The responsibility to rescue is not dependent upon the authorization of any of these coastal states. The absolute priority for our mission is saving lives, and that's why we're going back to sea, and that's why we'll continue to operate with international maritime law in mind, and we will perform rescues, and we will save lives. It is then the responsibility of the politicians and the governments to overcome these challenges that they are faced with to be able to find adequate solutions for disembarkation.
You are listening to Doctors Without Borders' Sam Turner, head of mission for Libya, as well as Mediterranean Search and Rescue. Is it possible, after all of this time, we stopped hearing about migrants, especially after General Haftar and his forces swept out of Benghazi towards the oil fields in Tripoli? We didn't really hear about migrants until there was that attack on the migrant camp in Tripoli. Is this something that brought it back to the headlines?
Absolutely right. And you know, it's pretty saddening that the attack on the Tajura detention center that claimed the lives of up to 60 people and injured another 70, it took that horrific incident in order to bring this issue back to the headlines of the global media. Actually, over the course of the conflict, there have been multiple attacks on detention centers. That was not the first time that Tajura detention center was hit by an airstrike. It was hit by an airstrike just a few months before in May. There had also been another horrendous attack by an armed group where they opened fire on unarmed refugees and migrants in Kasabin Gashir Detention Center in April, resulting in deaths of of multiple of the people who had been trapped there and the injury of at least 14 others.
Sam Turner, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.